From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how European attitudes toward the war in Iraq may be shifting in the wake of the Madrid terrorist bombings. But first, we go to Iraq, where there was more violence today. A car bomb exploded in the southern city of Basra, killing five Iraqi civilians. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, rescue crews ended their search for survivors of yesterday's car bombing at a city center hotel. Authorities today reduced the death toll in that hotel blast to 7, down from 27. And joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Steve Inskeep. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline.
Steve, any developments regarding yesterday's hotel bombing in Baghdad?
Yeah, you mentioned that the casualty figures have gone down. We're now told that 7 people were killed and 35 were wounded. That's far fewer than had been said last night. There have also been some developments in the investigation, if you will. You may recall that in the coverage last night, this was regarded as the bombing of a hotel, the Mount Lebanon Hotel in a fashionable district of Baghdad. But there were actually quite a few buildings that were damaged. Some were completely destroyed, damaged worse than the hotel was. And it's now clear in the light of day that this car bomb, this is what the U.S. military says it was a car bomb, exploded in the middle of the street. Whoever was driving this vehicle did not drive right up to the hotel or to any particular building. That raises some questions about exactly which building might have been the target, if any of them. Tonight, a U.S. military spokesman is raising the possibility that this car bomb, as he puts it, may have prematurely detonated. We have the possibility here of a suicide bomber driving through the streets of Baghdad on the way to some unknown target when he gets into a car accident or makes some other mistake.
Tomorrow marks the first anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq. And so what's the mood there like? Are more attacks expected? Are people on edge?
I think a lot of attacks are broadly expected. Of course, you can't predict the future. And some people would say we're already seeing some of the attacks. There was this bombing last night, although we do have the possibility being raised that it may have been mistimed, if you will. But in any event, a very deadly bombing. There have been a number of attacks against U.S. Military members over the last several days. Quite a few explosions and detonations and ambushes and other kinds of attacks. Some of them have been unsuccessful. A number of them have killed American soldiers. It's been a deadly number of days, and every one of these attacks, particularly the ones that kill Iraqi civilians, cause public relations problems, if you will, for the U.S. administration, because America gets blamed for these attacks. On the streets, after these attacks, people are saying the Americans did it. That's the paranoid theory, if you will, but there are an awful lot of people who will listen to that theory and who will also say, even if the Americans didn't do it, they're responsible because they're occupying this country and they should be providing better security. It causes a very foul mood here.
Well, in fact, I heard from you this morning on Morning Edition that people were trying to spread a rumor that it was an American rocket attack.
Yeah, that's a very common statement, that it was a rocket. People will say, I saw American helicopters and that sort of thing. Now the U.S. military says, look, we've got the pieces of the vehicle that was detonated here, and we have this evidence. But when something like this happens, you have a lot of people on the street, a lot of conspiracy theories, and they get very widely spread in the Arabic language media. These theories end up being heard all over the Arab world.
And right before this bombing took place, there was a big movement on the part of American troops to round up insurgents, to collect weapons, to go through the central market, I believe, in Baghdad. So how does that kind of activity inflame the already anti-American feelings in Iraq?
You do. I was actually in one of those market areas yesterday, Madeline, and you do get a lot of people who are saying, look, it's annoying. Every few months they come through looking for weapons. This particular series of searches in the Baghdad area is particularly interesting, not really for the weapons they found. They've given us numbers of weapons they've turned up, and it's 100 or so rifles and some RPGs, not a massive arsenal. But they've also, in the last 48 hours, we're told, arrested 16 individuals that they'd been looking for who allegedly allegedly had connections both to extremist groups, as the U.S. describes them here in Iraq, and to international terrorists. And a couple of these are of special interest. One of them allegedly has ties to Zarqawi, the man who wrote the letter that the U.S. refers to almost every day here, it seems, calling for a sectarian war inside Iraq. So the military has been trying to round up individuals that they think are particularly connected to terrorist acts here.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Baghdad. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Madeline.